Welcome to the Coach Santiago Podcast, where Coach Santiago shares his expert knowledge of athletic development, coaching tips, advice for parents of athletes, and how you can turn your passion for the sport into your business. Coach Santiago has over a decade of experience and has worked with over 2,500 athletes with programs generating over $10 million in sales and $2.5 million in college scholarships since 2003. We hope you enjoy each episode, and remember, coaching is an action, not a position.
Hey guys, Coach Santiago. Just want to spend a moment today with a subject matter that is often brought to my attention. When players are reaching that age of 14, 15, 16, and we start thinking beyond high school, start talking about college baseball and college opportunities. And one of the things that I often tell people is the easiest part of the entire scenario sounds like it's the most difficult. And they say, well, what is that? Well, the easiest part to me as a service provider for the last 13 plus years in the space is actually placing the kid. Placing the kid is really a byproduct of working your process within your household. And this is something that's going to take some time and some effort for you as a family to do. So I always say, work on the inside of the house before you start marketing yourself to colleges. And so I want to talk a little bit about what that looks like. So if I ask majority of 14 to 16-year-old baseball players, you know, what type of campus life are you looking for? What type of coach are you looking for? Are you looking for a coach that recruits talent and rolls the ball out there and plays? Or are you looking for a guy that, you know, recruits young and likes to develop players into his system? Are you looking for a particular major in college that's offered in a college that is going to be able to help you achieve a great profession after you're done playing? All these things are important. We have to understand these types of things. Are you looking to travel beyond 6 hours away from home? Are you looking to be within 3 or 4 hours? You can come home on weekends that allow for that to happen. These questions have to be discussed, and they have to be done over and over and over again so you refine your plan. Now, once that's done and proper time is set for that, and I'm talking about 90 days of work here. This is, in my opinion, such an important decision that you as a family should dedicate a minimum of 90 days to this particular practice of understanding what is our plan. What are we trying to accomplish? What are we trying to do? This is the most important decision your young man coming out of your household or young woman coming out of your household is going to make. So this is huge. It's going to have a huge impact. I can tell you I've had experiences with players who have done this correctly and players who have tried to skip this step. And what happens to most players who skip this step is those are the guys that you hear went to, you know, Ohio State, they went to Otterbein, they went to the University of Cincinnati, and then finished up at North Florida. They just bounced around from school to school. A lot of the classes weren't transferring. They were in school for 6 years when they should have taken them four. It's a debacle to talk about. It's embarrassing for the family. So this is very, very important. Now, once this is done, that's going to spit out some information on certain areas that now you know this is what I'm looking for. Take that information and then market to the schools that fit that profile, okay? I often try to compare this to buying a home. We all may want a $10 million, 10,000 square foot home. But if you don't have the income or the assets to support that, you are not gonna get approved for a loan and you are not gonna live in that house. And it's very similar on the, you know, athlete looking to get placement at the next level. You need to look at what you have, look at what you want to do, and that's going to spit out some information. Take that information and then start to market that information directly to the schools that fit into that demographic. And I would say limit it to about 10 to 15 schools. We can't, you know, there's no way in the world to keep 50 relationships healthy and happy and understand the communication. We get caught up a lot. A lot of companies are out there saying, hey, we can market you to 2,000 schools, 5,000 schools. Well, what if only two of those schools or 10 of those schools actually matter in regards to what homework you've done within your family and that little, you know, information that's come out of that exercise? So, you know, just to review, again, if you're in between that age group of 14 to 16, or you're in between that freshman, and let's call it sophomore to early junior year, you need to spend 90 days as a family really educating yourself on what it is you want to do. From there, take that information, market to the schools directly. You don't need a coach to do that. You don't need your high school coach. You don't need your travel coach. You can pick up the phone, send out emails, go to their camps, whatever it is that you need to do to start up a relationship with these particular programs, go out there and do that. And then as you're working your program, as you're working your plan, you'll start to discover that you may need to readjust some things that you thought you knew to even refine it a bit more and say, well, you know, we wanted this type of campus. We went out and saw one of those campuses, and you know what, we really didn't like it too much. So now we're looking for a campus that looks a little bit like this. So you start to have these conversations, but you want to know what you're looking for before you try to go out and find it, okay? You are, at this point in your career, you're hunting for an opportunity. Well, if you don't know where you're at and what you want, you're not hunting for anything. Something's going to find you, and the decision's going to be made for you versus you the player, you the family, making the decision, which, like I said before, is the most important decision that you have made up until this point. You know, a lot of times people go to a certain college and light bulbs go off and relationships are fostered and careers start to take off, whether it's athletically or professionally. So we cannot underestimate this decision. This is a huge opportunity. This is a huge decision. And focus on what goes on behind closed doors within your family unit before going out there and marketing yourself. It's the best piece of advice I can share with you. Thanks again. This is Coach Santiago. As always, you can contact me, and I look forward to seeing you out there on a baseball field.